Assalamu alaikum. This is Tamara Gray for the Joy Jots Exercises for a Happy and Healthy Heart podcast. I added that healthy in there because we're all seeking physical health, and here's the podcast where we also think about spiritual health. Today's podcast is the beginning of Sha'ban, and it is, for me, a very emotional topic. Last year, in the last Friday of Sha'ban, my beloved teacher of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who taught me who he was, Sheikha Samira Zayed, passed away. And it's appropriate to me that she passed in the month of Sha'ban, a month of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. She was the one who shone a light on who he was in her words, in her deeds, in her books, in her lessons, in her interactions with people, in her himmat deen, in her fervor and concern for Islam and people's Islam in their hearts, for ihsan and iman. I loved her very much, and from her I learned a new kind of love, a spiritual love that elevates, a spiritual love that guides, a spiritual love that helps you do things you never thought you could ever do, ever, subhanAllah. This is one of the additions to the second edition, and I think one of the reasons I wrote the second edition, if you remember, I mentioned it in the introduction. It seems that Joy Jots type things come to me with grief. It brings me to the typewriter, the metaphorical typewriter. And I had a lot of grief following her death last year. I can't believe it's almost been a year. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Week 31. I didn't add an honorific in front of her name in the title because when we wrote the book and we put her name, she said not to. So it's only out of respect for her wishes while she was alive, not out of disrespect for who she was. If I were to put an honorific, I would have to put long sentences of honorifics. Samira Zayed, 1946 to 2019. Whenever Ahmed ibn Hanbal would relate a hadith from his teacher, he would preface it with, "I am narrating this from a person, the likes of whom you have never seen. And here I open a tiny window into the life of a woman, the likes of whom you have never seen nor heard of. I first met Sheikha Samira Azayed in 1989. She was a sought-after teacher of Sira who wove a scholarly, moving, and life-changing portrait of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Her deep love for the person, lineage, words, personality, story, accomplishments, sacrifices, worship, and life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was palpable. At every class, it was as though she lifted a veil into the past as we watched the scenes of his life being played out. She was a serious scholar and expected her students to be as well. She advised me early on to read all of the works of any author, and never only one. How else would we truly understand the frame of reference and point of view? It is a rule I have carried with me for nearly 30 years. She was a formidable teacher, and most of her students back in the early 90s were terrified of her. She was brilliant and spoke in classical Arabic at breakneck speed, questioning students to check for understanding, and holding us accountable when and if our concentration waned. Many of her students stood in fear of her firasa, her straight assessment of her student's spiritual state, and her strong words of advice. I did not fear her. I loved her. She took me seriously, spoke to me as she spoke to all the others, and made me feel smart, even as I struggled to understand her. Ansi Samira changed the trajectory of my life. She gave me a relationship with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She opened the world of the unseen and spirituality for me. I saw in her miracles I had never seen before. She compelled me to do things I'd never imagined I could. I loved her a spiritual love. It was a love not well known to the people of today, but it was powerful and real. My love for her brought me to my love for the people of God and love for the beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She was a woman of knowledge, taqwa, and clarity. She was organized, quick to accomplish, and brilliant. She took care of her family, her companions on the way, and her students. She took care of her own spiritual life as well and died in the midst of her midnight prayers. She once said to me, "Judge your night by your morning, and your morning by your night." And by this she meant that the worship of the night reflected my day. If it was easy, my day had been fruitful. If it was difficult, my day called out for repentance and reflection. And the same was true of the morning worship. I'm sorry, I'm remembering the day she said that to me. I was in, it was Eid actually. No, it wasn't Eid. No. I was in the house of one of her helpers, her family's house. And that was the day that she told me I had completed the school of Islam and entered into the school of Iman. And I was so happy. And this is the day that she gave me this clue to living. May Allah make me of those who listen and obey and do. On the day of her death, her face spoke of someone who was seeing her beloved. She was smiling in such a way that when I looked at her, I expected her to cover her mouth in the way she used to when she would laugh. Her face was pure and utter joy. Someone dreamt that she was greeted by Khadija, Maryam, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, Rabi'ah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. I am not surprised by this dream. But her happiness was my grief and my longing to hear one more word from her. For more than 50 years, she walked on a path of scholarship and spirituality. Her groundbreaking work, Al-Jami' fi Sira al-Nabawiyya, the collected works of the narrative of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a vast collection of all the narrations of each incident of the Sira, housed in 6 volumes. She also authored Durus min al-Sira al-Nabawiyya, Lessons from the Prophetic Narrative, Al-Mufid fi Bayan Aqidat al-Tawheed, Clarity in Matters of Belief, and the newly translated Mukhtasar al-Jami' fi al-Sira al-Nabawiyya, A Compendium of the Sources of the Prophetic Narrative, which is an abridged version of the 6-volume collection. Her work received accolades and awards from muftis, sharia councils, leading professors, spiritual leaders, and prominent scholars. But for me, she was my beloved teacher, changer of my heart and upbringer of my soul. She taught me to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and gave me confidence in myself as a believer. May Allah widen her grave and join her with her beloveds and her beloved in the unending paradise. May her example live on in her students and her work, a sadaqah jariyah for her that does not end. Ameen. The English translation of her compendium can be purchased at daybreak.rabota.org. Oh, I miss, as you can tell by my emotional response to this essay, it is as though she died yesterday for me. Allah's great blessing upon me, which I can never ever be more grateful, be grateful enough, is that I was in Damascus when she died. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. How did I receive that blessing? Habibi Ya Rab. May Allah make us grateful and make us work hard in that gratefulness for the blessings that Allah gives us. I wish to make her proud, and I hope that the blessings of those of you listening today, the blessings of all of the work of Rabata, I pray that what is good of it, she receives reward, and what of it is not good, that she is innocent of. I declare her innocence of it. Any mistakes are my own. And yet the blessings of it, what I do right, has come from what I learned from her and her teacher. And her friends who are also my teachers. But with Auntie Samira, I had a special bond. And I deeply, deeply miss her reflection. What separates us from the Prophet ﷺ in these times? Are we lacking knowledge? Are we poisoned by books, videos, and websites presented by the Islamophobia machine? Have we been taught to fear loving him for fear of imitating Christians in their excessive veneration of Jesus? Think about this as you contemplate how you might take steps to draw near to the beloved Rasulullah. Project, the month of Sha'ban, the month in which Sheikha Samira went to greet her beloved messenger and her merciful Lord, is the month in which the following verse was revealed. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. In this month, let us obey this call to grow in closeness to the Messenger. Let us spend time repeating اللهم صلِّ وسلم على سيدنا محمد, reading about his life and reviving his esteemed sunnah. Use the space below to record the number of salawat you were able to repeat, the books you read about him, and the new sunnahs you add to your daily living. We at Rabata have built a very nice and rich program for Sha'ban this year. We've expanded the usual program in order to help every one of us together draw our hearts close to the heart of the beloved. So be on the lookout for that. We'll have some information in the book club on Sunday morning on Telegram and on our public pages as well. And there will be a special WhatsApp thread to join if you want, in order to have this sort of enriching inspiration throughout the month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all, and may Allah reward her, widen her grave, grant her the reward of Jannat al-Firdaus, and give me an opportunity to visit her grave again. And I pray that when I visit her, I'll be able to bring her a very large number of salawat that we have done this month. Inshallah, we will reach 10 million that I can farraha fi, that I can make her happy with. And of course, most importantly, is to reach 10 million so that we can truly connect to the one of which it was her lifetime goal to connect us to, our true teacher, our true mentor, our true leader, our true master, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the man whose life was a pure life, a life of exemplar actions and living and words, a life that if we can just cling, not even to his robes, but if we can cling to a rope that he holds, the rope that he holds that helps us cling to the rope of Allah, then we are safe and we are growing, inshallah. May Allah bless you all, And I thank you for the opportunity for me to remember her this morning. And inshallah, the month of Sha'ban will be a month of me remembering what she taught me and learning how to be better, to make her proud of me, inshallah, and proud of all of us together. Sallallahu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad ala niyat al qubul wal futuh, shifa, maghfira wa rahma, al-fatiha.